Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning Magazine part two, 10:30 on the clock for this February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And it's one of our favorite shows to do. It's Let's Talk Real Estate. We've got our friends from Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors on the phone, J.R. Seward, Lindsay Scheider, joining us right now. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, and happy Valentine's Day to you, James.
Thank you. Appreciate it, and appreciate you guys being able to join us. Thank you so much for the time. JR, how you been?
Doing better.
Good.
I was bit by the COVID bug last week and doing well, but it just goes to show that, unfortunately, that's still something that we have to deal with.
Yeah. I do appreciate you mentioning that. I didn't want to bring it up, but I didn't want to bring it up unless you wanted to. I do appreciate you bringing it up because you're right. It is something that we should still keep in mind, but I am very happy to hear you're doing well. That's good.
I am. And James, I heard this morning when I was listening to the morning show that you guys are doing some type of Valentine story on your Facebook page, something about giving away a ring. What's that story?
Our friends at Stone Age Gem Minerals and More, they're giving away an Ethiopian opal ring. It's custom made. It's one of a kind. And all you got to do is go to their Facebook page or our Facebook page and let us know how you met your significant other.
Wow. Well, it made me think of my story with Sue. Mm. We actually met over a phone call when I was calling in a school cancellation. She was working at a radio station.
No way. Oh, yep. That is so cool. Oh, is that cool? Oh, that's a good one, JR. That's a good one. Wow, how interesting is that? That's and especially looking at where we are right now. That's very interesting. That's
Yeah, exactly. And that was 46 years ago, actually, this coming March.
Congratulations to both of you. That just hit my romantic heart, man. That's awesome. You guys are actually the same as my mom and dad. That's how many years they've been together.
Is that right?
That's pretty cool.
I did not know that.
That's pretty cool. That's interesting.
That's fascinating.
I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. And I have Lindsay Scheider on the phone with us this morning. She's our Director of Business Development at Coldwell Banker. And actually, she covers three offices. We have offices in Adams and in the town of Rome and also here in Wisconsin Rapids. So I just wanted to introduce Lindsay to our audience, and I feel very fortunate that she's with our organization and also that she's able to join us on the Let's Talk Real Estate show today.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, JR, for the introduction. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for including me.
Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us, especially with how busy you must be. My goodness, you're covering a lot of work. You're covering a lot of area there.
A little bit of ground. That's right. Yep. My car and I, we're best friends some days. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the time, Lindsay. Good to meet you, too. JR, where would you like to start today?
Well, I'd like to start with just the overall market. We're definitely in changing market conditions, and in those changing market conditions, it's really important, James, that our audience has good information, sound information, accurate information, to make the best possible decisions as it relates to home buying and home selling. As you and I have talked in the past, it's one of the largest financial decisions most people will make in their lifetime, and that's why we feel that we need to do everything we can to help our buyers and sellers have favorable outcomes when that comes up. And so what are you hearing about the market? Because what you're hearing out there might also be something that our listeners are also getting.
Yeah, you know, there was just some recent reports that came out as far as nationally that I saw as far as it being a good time for buyers. And some of that, I saw a little bit about interest rates, some things, you know, nothing too, I wouldn't say anything too groundbreaking, but then there was some news, I believe, yesterday that came out that was pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, and in that, you know, greater market, the macro market, you know, the things that are hitting headlines are going to be those things that are really significant, and I've heard some of those same reports that there's market corrections, you know, that are taking place, that it's be shifted more to a buyer's market, and I can say with complete confidence that that's not what we're seeing here on a local level. It is still a very tight inventory market. There are still more buyers than there are sellers, even though the number of buyers entering the market has gone down somewhat. It hasn't been a significant decrease. And I'm going to substantiate that with the market information that I have. For the month of January, and again, I just want to stress to our listeners that we're only looking at 1 month. You can't say that's a trend just by looking at 1 month. But it's still, how's the year starting out? And for the month of January, there were 29 properties that closed in our greater Wisconsin Rapids area, as opposed to 31 a year ago. Now, that is a drop, but to put it in perspective, historically, over the last 3 years, it's been in that 29 to 33 range. So it's not a huge difference. It's a 6% difference, and it'd be easy to assume because of it's due to higher interest rates or, you know, other factors or changes in the market, that type of thing, the shift that we talked about that's happening on the national level. But I believe that it's just the lack of availability of homes for buyers, and here's where that comes from. If you look at the average sale price, for instance, James, the average sale price is up 7% over last year at this time. Yeah, right.
And so
You know, let's walk that out. If in fact there was an oversupply or there wasn't enough buyers out there for the homes that were there, what do people in business do, people that want to sell something when things aren't moving? What do they typically do?
Stand packed, you know.
Right. I mean, they end up having to make an adjustment.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yes.
In the price. I mean, if something, not to make this a commodity because it's not, but if something isn't moving off the shelf, you end up having to reduce the price.
Right.
And so we're not seeing that, and we're because things still are moving, and that's, I think, should be very encouraging, you know, to our listeners that are out there.
And I don't want to derail and get us on a whole other end of topics here or anything, but can it, when we see these things, these kind of reports and everything, can that affect local towns? Like, let's say we see some reports about Madison and Milwaukee or something in their housing market, and they're does that affect people in rural areas like this or surrounding areas?
What happens in those markets could, from the standpoint of people relocating to a rural community.
Okay,
and we definitely did see, and Lindsay, maybe you can comment on this because of the other markets, you know, that you serve, What was your experience with people with any type of migration?
I think with, not to bring up the COVID talk again, but I think that with the COVID and the recent pandemic, we were seeing a lot of people that maybe previously had a second home in the area, getting out of the city, getting out of those metro areas, that then they had possibly opportunity to be working more remotely on more of a permanent basis and are now making these rural areas their full-time residence, mm-hmm. or maybe upgrading their homes because now they need an office space because work has gone remote. So I think that there's definitely been a shift in that capacity for sure in the southern markets of Adams, Friendship, and Town of Rome.
How about when it comes to the big, what we see on national news and everything when they're talking about New York or San Francisco or things like that? When we're seeing those kind of reports, does that kind of stuff that's happening in another part of the world, can that affect us here?
I would say not as significant.
Yeah.
The only thing that we share with those markets is the cost of financing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that is a common denominator.
And I don't know if that would be commonly known to people out there, but I want to bring it up. It's just to hit on the point what we're talking about here, that real estate is a local business. It's something mm-hmm. Whether you're in the zip code of Chicago, you're in the zip code of Wisconsin Rapids or San Francisco, it's going to change. And so when you see these reports, when you see these headlines, do a little digging, do a little homework, reach out to our friends at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors and find out how it affects you locally.
That's a great recommendation, James, and not just because our name was in it, it is a great recommendation because you need to have a trusted real estate advisor. You need to have a company that has years of experience and highly trained associates in order to respond to and localize it for you.
Mm-hmm. Continuing with the market update, where do you want to go next?
Sure. So the fact that we did have another increase in the average sale price to me is another strong indicator and reason to believe that we are not in a downturn market here. We had a 7% increase over the same time a year ago, which means that and a year ago we were in the heat of it. Mm-hmm. The market was really cranked up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that the average sale price is 7% higher than it was a year ago, again, tells us, and this is just for the month of January, it tells us that there's still a demand for homes that are out there. Another thing that supports that is the days on market. That average days on market is running basically the same as it was a year ago. And probably the most significant thing about the market, and I think that you'll probably blown away by this, but the sold price to list price ratio, so that's on average what a seller is getting of their asking price,
mm-hmm.
is at 102%.
Whoa.
And in January a year ago, it was at 99%.
Jeez. Yeah, that speaks a lot to what we were just talking about. That really hits home.
It does. It really does. And so on average, sellers are still getting above their asking price when a multiple offer situation can be created.
Mm-hmm. That seems key.
jump in for a second too and kind of share sometimes the stories, the personal stories really hit home to people that are interested in the market. And JR was just telling me of a recent situation with one of our associates. The property was priced just over $300,000. They ended up receiving 10 offers and gained an accepted offer over $50,000 over their asking price.
Wow.
And not only is that story crazy, but you know, that's not the only price range that we're experiencing these multiple offer situations, or I should say continuing to experience these multiple offer situations driving this price up for sellers in this time.
It's a great note, Lindsay. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you, Lindsay, for passing that story on to our listeners. I mean, this is, you know, real life. You know, it was a seller just like, you know, one of our listings that are out there, and I'm going to also, I guess, build on that to say that doesn't happen by accident. That takes a skilled real estate advisor to try to create that type of a scenario, and to time how it hits the market, do a good job on the marketing, managing that process, you know, to try to invite as many possible offers at one time, to help get the seller the best possible price for their property. But on the buyer side, it's also really important that you have great representation, because you need to counsel your buyer in a way that hopefully they're the ones that end up winning, among the other, buyers that they're competing for that property on.
Mm-hmm.
and a positive, Lindsay, do you remember Jennifer's comment at our kickoff meeting in terms of, you know, the opportunities, you know, for buyers that, you know, have been in the market, and anything that you'd like to comment on that?
Well, I mean, she was just kind of talking about, you know, this last couple of years of the market, this highly competitive, fast-paced market that we've been experiencing. You know, it's been tougher, really tough for sellers and buyers alike, for different reasons, of course. Sometimes it can be overwhelming to either party because there's just so much competition, and like JR said, having a trusted professional to guide you through that process and be in your corner to help you, whether you're the one selling or the one buying, is really important. But as we see a little bit of the change in the market, although we're still seeing these multiple offer situations, we are seeing that there is a little bit more opportunity for some of those buyers that have been pushed out of the market in the past couple of years, where as we just talked about, this one scenario having 10 offers, there's 9 other buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase that did not win on this property. So they're eager, they're ready to go. So we just really need some more listings in the market to be able to service those buyers.
How would you, Lindsay, how would you advise today's buyers to, you know, prepare for, you know, this market, to prepare to put themselves in the best possible position when they do find that just right home?
Well, I think definitely step one is connecting with a trusted real estate professional, so that not only are you ready to write an offer and write the best offer that you can, but that you are, you know, your real estate professional can also help hook you up with an amazing lender that can talk to you about all of the different loan programs that are available to people. You know, it's not just one opportunity in the lending world. So making sure that you have a trusted professional to make those connections for you. And then when the time comes that you do find that house that you fall in love with, you know, making sure that you're talking to your real estate professional about the very unique circumstances or provisions that you can write in your offer to try to have a leg up on maybe those other buyers in that conversation.
Great advice. Great advice, Lindsay.
Yeah. I already feel more prepared. I already feel better about that. Any more of the housing market you wanted to go over, JR?
On the housing side, no. But there's also other facets to the market.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I said housing market. I mean, I just meant the market. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Yeah. Well, I thought that was intentional, actually. on the land sales side of things, that market is still lagging year over year and is off to a slow start. There were zero land sales in the month of January as compared to seven the January prior. Hmm. So that's a huge shift.
Yeah.
And I think we're looking at, you know, increased building costs, interest rates that have been, you know, higher. That's probably impacting people's decisions on buying land and building. That certainly is starting to moderate on both of those fronts. It's too early to tell, mm-hmm. you know, what's going to happen, but I think we've had a conversation previously that there was definitely a surge over the last 18 to 24 months in land purchases, and that seems to have now tapered off.
Mm-hmm. I think we kind of even saw that. I don't want to say we saw that coming, but I think you've kind of touched on that, whether intentional or unintentionally, building up to this, because we've talked about the lack of inventory, that lack of inventory quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have. Hmm. But I will say this for people that may be planning that in their future. There's some beautiful lot opportunities and land opportunities out there right now.
Mm-hmm. And I am, I'd say going back to summer, I've seen some building going on here in Rapids. I've seen some other areas that I've visited doing some of it. So that's more than I've seen in recent history. So that is encouraging.
It is. And there's definitely more new construction going on than there has been in years. Most definitely.
Hmm.
commercial sales, James, are continuing an upward trend. At the turnaround that started last year continues, and there's already been a couple commercial sales in the month of January. So that is wonderful to see. That speaks well of our local economy and the direction that we're headed.
Hmm. Again, that's the encouragement we're not hearing from the national headlines. That's so important to get that information out there. It's nice to hear.
Correct. Yep. Most definitely. Hmm. Most definitely. I guess as we move closer to the end of our time together, I just want to encourage our listeners, if they're thinking of selling in this next year, it still is an excellent time to sell. What you're hearing in the national news about sellers having to make concessions hasn't come to our area. There are buyers out there for all different types of price ranges and different types of properties. As Lindsay indicated, you know, with the some of the real life stories that she shared. So it's important that if there's a seller out there that's, you know, has that in their future, that they get some good trusted real estate advice to make that decision.
Yeah. When it comes to the seller end of things, the buyer, seller, both are very important to be talking to a real estate agent. When talking about the seller price of things, I think that that's one of the ones where it's so vital, only because so much is being talked about, just talking right now in 2023, of the market of selling and that. And so much of the headlines, so much of the talk going towards that, you see so much information. There's so much going on right now. And we live in 24-hour news cycles, so there's always new stuff to catch on you before you can even research the stuff that you learned yesterday. Mm-hmm. Talking to people like at Coldwell Banker, you're going to talk to people who are in the now, who are researching this stuff and finding out about this stuff as quick as you are and doing the homework on it. But they're coming into it with all the other years and years of knowledge as well, and being able to tell you, hey, this is what it's like right now, but I can tell you 5 years ago this was happening, or 10 years ago, or what, you know, we can project kind of looking ahead. There's so many mm-hmm. factors and so many layers to something like this that I don't think an average person would know. Even if you've buy or sold a house before, there's new stuff. There's always new laws. There's new tax breaks, all kinds of these things that are things that I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just bringing up terms that JR has brought up because he does know what he's talking about.
You've made some great points there. The market is very dynamic, and we want, you know, our customers and clients to make sure that they've got the best information to have the best possible outcomes. And Lindsay, why don't you touch on, you know, some of those options for a seller to be able to do that?
Absolutely. Well, I would just wanted to communicate that really just understanding what your home could be worth in today's market, right? We're talking about what was, what is, and what could be, but we're really a snapshot of what things look like right now, today, and looking at what the market is doing can really have some power in a homeowner's, a view of what's next for them. And that can simply start by contacting one of our associates. They will provide a comparative market analysis, which is really that snapshot of not only the market, but where your home fits into that market. And that's offered free of charge. And hopefully that can really help a homeowner or potential seller determine if the time is right for them to take advantage of really these historical prices that we're seeing. These market conditions are like none other. We have this low inventory and these high sale prices. And so to know whether it's right for you and your family to act on selling right now, and if that's the best for you, really step one is to call our associates and get some more information, you know, and knowledge is power in this aspect for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well said. JR, I can see why you brought her on. She's good.
Just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. Jennifer and I are so fortunate to have Lindsay on our leadership team. It's been amazing, and she has great plans for our continued growth. So, yeah, it's
well,
good
thanks,
stuff.
Guys.
We've talked about a lot today, JR, and there's so much other things that we could cover we just didn't have the time for, but we want to let people know that you can ask those questions. Just reach out to JR, Lindsay, any of the great staff at Coldwell Banker CRE Realtors. How can they do that, JR?
They should contact us at 715-424-4800, or they can reach out to us at coldwellbankerseaward.com, and we would be glad to help. Or they can just stop in. We're located on A Street at 325 A Street South, and we are directly across the street from Cravings, so you can grab a cup of coffee and stop over, and we'd love to help you with your real estate needs.
And that's the same way you can get in touch with Lindsay as well?
Absolutely. If they call here, they're definitely going to be able to reach her too.
Lindsay, thank you very much for the time. You have a great day.
Thank you, James. Thanks for having me.
JR, always good talking with you. We'll do this again next month. Looking forward to it.
All right. Okay. Take care, James.
You take care of yourself, too. You take care of yourself, sir. We need you around. Those good suits. I want to see you next month, all right? I want to see you look at that. You take care of yourself.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.